This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z, and this is another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks so much for tuning in. Appreciate having you. Well, it's crazy busy, even for me now. I know it's been for the Doc Dogs office for a while, but now I'm crazy busy too, so if I mess something up here, please forgive me. I will try to edit out any of my obvious mistakes, but I fumble over my words a lot, and you just have to live with it. Sorry. Okay, where do we start? Let's see, I got several pieces of paper here. Order from Amazon, Greenie Pill Pockets. Oh, that is not the right piece of paper. Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, here we go. So there is a quilt. Let me see here, the piece of paper. Oh, Kylan Jewell, that's right. Kylan, a youth handler with Doc Dogs, spent her summer quilting two quilts in a summer. They're made from donated Doc Dogs Club t-shirts. That's really cool. And it's to raise money for the Bark Foundation and Chase Away Canine Cancer. It's going to be a 50-50 split. So she's raffling them off on October 30th at noon, live on Facebook. That's cool. The ticket prices are $5 for one ticket and $20 if you want to get five tickets. I would go with the five tickets deal or 10 tickets deal. You can purchase the tickets by sending money to, and this is an email address, kcnygard7, that's the number 7, at gmail.com. kcnygard7@gmail.com. More information and photos of the quilts can be viewed by searching Kim Nygaard. Kim's last name is spelled N-Y-G-A-R-D. Sorry, make it Kimberly Nygaard on Facebook. And the ticket sale ends October 29th at midnight. That's cool. Quilts made out of Doc Dogs Club t-shirts. That's awesome. I love that. What else is going on? Well, let's see. The nominations are all in for the Doc Dogs Hall of Fame for all of the awards that will be given out at the People's Choice Awards. That's what I'm trying to say. Duh. The People's Choice Awards. So if that's not open already at the release of this episode, which I know is late, I apologize for that. We're a day behind here. Like I said, crazy, crazy, busy, busy. And look for that. If it's not open with this episode, then it will be soon after. So look for that announcement on Doc Dog's Facebook page where you can vote for the People's Choice Awards based on all the nominations that have been received. Also, oh, so excited. I just got the 2016 Doc Dog's Hall of Fame inductees list. And I am excited. I cannot wait to get to the Golden Paw Awards and for these people to be inducted into the Doc Dogs Hall of Fame. It is so cool. Now, if you would like to know ahead of time who these names are, have several million dollars waiting for me in bills. I want cash. I need a private island with, a nice private island, by the way. And I'm gonna need security and probably a lot of it because there's gonna be a certain CEO and a entire Hall of Fame committee that will have a bounty on my head. So, but you know, everybody has their price, and I think I can be bought under those terms there. So you know, take up a collection, and then I will see you guys in the next lifetime. Oh boy. No, really, really excited and proud of these people getting their inductions, and just can't wait for everyone to know. Oh, I got a secret. Yay. All right. Also, what else is going on? Events. There is an event in Murfreesboro, Pennsylvania by Keystone Doc Dogs this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, which should be really cool. Really great event. I'll bet the leaves are beautiful. And the club's awesome. They always put on a fantastic event. So you can't go wrong there. If you're in the area or you even want to drive several hours, make your way to Murfreesboro, Pennsylvania. That's going to be cool. That's going to be awesome. Okay, so coming up in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, I'm going to be talking with Jen Dalton. And Jen has a ton of information about traveling with your dog and how you can help take care of your dog, your hotel room and everything, because we all know there's a deposit at the Holiday Inn this year at Worlds. She has a lot of good tips and advice. It runs a little long, so I apologize. But we're going to talk with Jen right after these messages.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play.
That's why, when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest this week is Jennifer Dalton. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Are you all excited about Worlds?
I am all excited, trying to prepare, make sure we have everything, trying to shop for that gala dress, all that fun stuff, yes.
Lots and lots to do. I know. I'm going through it myself here, and I'm sure so are all of our listeners, but one of the things we wanted to talk with you about and have you on the show here was you travel around the country to Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs events with a lot of dogs, a lot of different breeds, a lot of dogs of different temperament, young dogs, older dogs, and that I'm sure has presented a lot of different issues for you and things that you need to consider and take care of. And it seems like you would be a perfect person to provide some advice for those going to Worlds with regards to the entire aspect and your experience. So I'm glad to have you here to talk about this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, Jesse and I, throughout the years, we've traveled with dogs all over the U.S. and Canada. We travel with dogs daily with training with the Upbeat Canine. You know, we pick up new dogs that maybe hate riding in the car, who are anxious. We pick up with dogs that travel every single day with their owners, plus our own dogs. So we've definitely experienced everything, I believe, that you can experience when traveling with dogs. And, you know, it's kind of become second nature to us what you should or shouldn't do. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, that not everybody is aware of things that maybe they can change to make things easier for themselves, make the dogs more comfortable. And, you know, we'd love to share some of those tips with everybody.
Well, absolutely. And even to the veterans, they may pick up a few things here or there. You know, I travel a lot with my dogs, but I'm just traveling with two dogs. They're older now, and they're angels, thankfully. But that day will come, hopefully, when we're going to add another one, whether it be a rescue or a puppy, whatever the case. And I'll try to retain some of this information as well. It's not that any of the veterans couldn't learn anything from this discussion either. Where'd you want to start here? You wanted to basically traveling with the dogs in the car?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the great place to start, because a lot of people have dogs that might be anxious in the car, might not necessarily be able to handle a long trip, or at least their owners feel that they might not. And for some of us, I know we're looking at just over 20 hours. I know some people are 24 plus hours if they're driving.
Wow. Yeah.
So you definitely want to make sure that your dog is as comfortable as they can be. We have always traveled with our dogs in crates. And that's something that not everybody will do, and that's fine. You know, that's everybody's own preference. You know, the reason that we travel with our dogs in the crates is for a couple of reasons. One, if we were to get into an accident, we certainly don't want them to take off, because everybody's going to be freaked out at that point. The last thing you want to worry about is your dog being injured or run off and you can't find them. So that's, you know, one reason that we travel with our dogs in a crate. The other reason is that if for somebody does get car sick, and this has happened, you know, you want to make sure it's contained, so to speak,
yeah, right.
As best as you can.
Yep.
You certainly don't want them throwing up or having diarrhea all over your leather interior, because that's never fun to clean up.
Right.
Certainly containing a mess is much easier than having it spread throughout the vehicle.
Yeah, and not to mention that with the amount of dogs that you guys travel with a lot, it would be like the African plains in the back of your van there with just dogs all over.
Absolutely. You know, a couple years ago, I think 3 years ago, we were traveling and we learned that Beckett who's one of our Malinois, he does not like riding on the top row of crates. We have two rows set up, and he is not comfortable up there. He doesn't like riding backwards, and I don't think he likes being able to see out the window. So we learned that, you know, he was throwing up within the first 2 hours. You
right.
know, we had to move him, and now we know. You know, that was a learning experience for us. So it's definitely, you learn as you go with certain dogs, because I never would have thought that that would have been an issue for him, but it was, and that's okay, because we fixed it now.
Well, that's good, right? You know, as you learn your dogs, even those that have new puppies or rescues, you know, it's going to take a little acclimation there for them to realize and learn how they travel best, of course.
But absolutely, and you know, if you do have a dog that you know right off the bat is going to be anxious in the car, you can always start with just some training, you know, training pointers. We tell a lot of our clients, upbeat canine clients, this all the time, is that to get a dog introduced to the car, just a lot of up and down into the crate or into the car and get them in their harness or however you have it set up for them. Go for short, you know, 2-3 minute rides, and then start to extend that period. You know, we're just about 3 weeks out from World, and there certainly would be time to get through that with some of your dogs. And the other thing that we use, which is a great product, by VetraScience, the maker of GlycoFlex, is a product called Composure.
Yeah.
And Composure is a great, great product. We've been using it for about seven or eight years now, for many different reasons, but it's an herbal supplement, and it helps dogs relax. It can help them in thunderstorms, you know, during the 4th of July. We actually used it with our pointer Molly when she first got on the dock because she was scared to death of the people and the music. And, you know, that's something that helped us get through that fear. But with a lot of the dogs, they can take it and they learn to relax. And it's been a big help to us. And I know a lot of the competitors out there do use it already.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and if that's something that you're not interested in using, load up a Kong for your dog, fill it with peanut butter or yogurt and freeze it.
Good idea.
As long as they don't have a sensitivity to their belly, that would be a great little thing for them to munch on and be preoccupied while you're traveling.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right about the composure. A lot of dock dogs and dueling dogs competitors, I've heard them talk about it. They're always looking for some samples and then running off to the store to get the big bags and everything like that. We use it ourselves for just the reasons you had mentioned, thunderstorms or fireworks. It helps my dog Hallie a lot. It's an all natural thing, first of all, isn't it, Jen?
It is. So that way, you know, there is a suggested dosage on the back of the bag. Sorry, tongue tied there. You know, but if for some reason you were to give a little bit extra, they're just going to pass that. It's not going to affect them in any other way. Then it's just going to go through their system, which is nice.
Right. I want to clarify, it's not a drug. It's not a narcotic. It's not a pill. It's an all-natural thing that really does. I mean, I'll testify to it, too. It helps with Hallie with the thunderstorms and all that. Now, you know, I'll be honest. It's not like give her this and everything's hunky-dory. She's just fine. It does help her relax, and I can see that, and that's good, because I don't want to give her any kind of drug or hard narcotic or something like that for those instances. I just want to help her the best I can, and that's a perfect tool the Composure is, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You still have your goofy, happy dog, you know, but they're just able to relax a little bit.
Yeah. And then one of the other pieces of advice that I think we had talked about earlier for the trip is about their dog's food and not changing it up.
Yep, absolutely. We learned this years ago before we were with Blue Buffalo. We were heading out to an event and, you know, we made a change. We did it about a week before we left, and it just wasn't enough time for the dogs. And when that happens, then you're usually dealing with a diarrhea mess. And it's never fun. You're making way more potty breaks than you need to. You're cleaning up, you're killing your driving time because you have to stop so much, then your dog gets uncomfortable. They don't want to go to the bathroom in their crate. They certainly don't want to go to the bathroom in your car, but sometimes we can't control what our belly's telling us. So, you know, we recommend at least a week before changing your diet, supplements, anything like that, you know, give it at least that week time before you're hitting the road. And if you can do it longer, by all means, you know, do it much earlier than that. But, you know, at least a week, that way they can learn to process the food, and you're not dealing with some of those messy issues that we all hate.
Now, Jen, are you talking specifically between different manufacturers of food, or are you talking about flavors too? Like, you know, if you're maybe you're feeding the Blue Buffalo chicken and rice or something like that, and you've decided, you know, a couple days before Worlds, you're getting a different flavor. Is that advisable, or you think that's probably not a good idea either?
You know, I actually was just talking with Greg Mandel about this the other day, and even right now, because we're looking to add a little bit more fat in our diet for the dogs, because we feel like they're maybe eating a little bit too much, but they're not bulking on the weight like we would like them to. So we're waiting until after Worlds to make that change.
Okay.
And I know we're about 3 weeks out, but it's something that we really don't want to risk. And I'm talking about just flavors in the wilderness, the grain-free brand. We're not even going to change it until after. I certainly wouldn't change manufacturers at all, or go from a kibble to a raw, or raw to kibble. You know, that those are all things that need to have a little bit more time.
Right.
You know, to be comfortable.
Right, to adjust. And Greg, who you had mentioned being with Blue Buffalo, is certainly a great person to ask for that. So that was good. You went straight to the horse's mouth for that one there and got that information.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if anybody has any questions, if they are feeding Blue and they have any questions, you know, feel free to ask. I would be more than happy to connect you with a local representative or Greg. They, you know, extremely helpful in switching proteins and things like that. You know, what works for your dog, you know, they'll be able to help you out with that for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Other things to consider about a trip, a long trip, or maybe even a short trip, but and I know a lot of the Doc Dogs competitors, again, talking about some of the veterans. Oh, we've done this for years. We know what to take. But what about things to take with you in the car for the entire duration of the event? Let's keep in mind, things are a little different here. This is not like my house where I open the back sliding door and my dogs go out and do their business. I have to get them on a regular basis, leash them up, walk them down maybe hallways, elevators. And if they're trying to hold it for me, which I really do appreciate when they do, and they usually do good at that, but, you know, get out the door in a happy amount of time for them. And then in a lot of cases in Dubuque, walk a block and a half, 2 blocks up the street. Those are all different changes than most people at home. So with that in mind, and other things that you've thought of, you know, what kind of stuff should we be considering taking with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I always carry with us, and especially going into the cooler months, are blankets. Anything that you can think of if you were to break down that you might need. Especially, like I said, going into chillier months, if you're driving through the night or first thing in the morning, it can certainly get cold very quickly. So traveling with blankets and things like that to keep your dogs warm and yourselves warm.
Yeah.
Obviously, bowls, water. You want to make sure that you have all those things in case of an emergency, and just in general. You want to obviously bring their food. You don't want to get out somewhere and think that you can buy a product and then you can't, and then you're stuck having to buy something else, and then we're back into the tummy issues again. That's never fun. Crates. You know, riding with your dog in crates, or keeping them in crates while they're in the hotel room while you're not there. Obviously, you can't manage your dog when you're not in the room, and not everybody has a dog that's just going to lay on the floor and take a nap when you're not there.
Right.
So we always suggest crating the dogs, just because when we're not in sight, sometimes dogs can act up. So.
Yeah. You remind me of a story of Hallie when she was younger, and I left her in the room just for a short time, and we had some of, I forget what brand it was, but, you know, the powder that you put in the water to help keep them hydrated and everything. Yeah, and I came back, and that powder was everywhere. It looked like some huge cocaine party just took place and got out of hand, and that was not fun for anyone. And then, I had a juiced-up dog that I'm trying to get to go to sleep before the event.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you never know. Certain things that we don't think of, you know, we think everything's safe. A lot of the times we put things up high in the closet shelf when we leave, or in the bathroom when we shut the door. You know, I feel that way even with the dogs in crates, just in case somebody were to break out. We don't have dogs that do that, but you never know, you know, what can happen. So it's better to be safe than sorry, you know, especially if you have a dog that eats socks or, right, you know, weird things like that. So you never know what they're going to rummage for.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We, you know, the first thing we do is we take the garbage cans and pull them up off the floor and put them up on usually the bathroom counter.
And, yep, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great thing, too.
Because we'll throw something in there not thinking, and next thing you know, dog's nose is in there.
Yeah, and they can find anything, that's for sure.
Yep.
More things just to consider traveling with. Cleaning supplies, again, if something were to happen, you want to be able to take care of it right away. You don't want to be searching for a store, especially in this particular case where we're driving out to Iowa and we go through many pastures of farmland, and there's nowhere to stop. There's nowhere to buy anything. And then, again, you're killing your driving time. So if you have those things available readily to you, then that's great. You know, paper towels, pet-free cleaning supplies. We use a lot of the Nature's Miracle stuff. And as well as, I always throw in a couple shopping bags, so that way you can put paper towels in them and the poop bags in them, and they're all contained in one space. You can tie them up until you can get somewhere to throw it out.
Right.
Poop bags, obviously, you want to make sure you travel with plenty of those. Leashes, collars, a first aid kit. Mm-hmm. A human first aid kit can be just as good as, you know, a dog first aid kit. A lot of the things are transferable.
Yeah.
But if your dog has special needs or special medicines, obviously travel with those. You don't want to worry about having to fill a prescription somewhere and not being able to get in touch with your vet.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. In fact, count your dog's pills. Make sure you have what you need for the duration of the trip.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is vet records. Make sure you at least have your rabies up to date. A lot of the other stuff people don't really care about so much, but at least make sure that you can prove that your dog has a rabies or has the titer vaccination. So those are great things. And then, again, kind of the subject that nobody wants to talk about, but if something were to happen, you were to get into an accident, you know, we always travel with a piece of paper that says this is what happens in the case of something and I cannot take care of my dog, please contact this person.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you have a dog with allergies, make sure that's included in there too. Anything you can think of that somebody may question if you're not able to take care of your dog, make sure it's in writing. And again, I think that's something, you know, we don't think of. And it took us 3 years ago, we had a friend that got in a horrific accident, and this is kind of, we changed a lot of our ways that we travel because her crates were wire crates, and again, it's fine. Everybody travels the way that they want, but the wire crates were crushed.
Yeah.
Her dogs got out, and, you know, they were able to get all the dogs back. One was gone for a few days, but, you know, it's things like that that puts things into perspective for everybody else.
Right.
And, you know, it just says, well, let's do things a little bit differently. Let's learn from that. And, you know, so that's kind of the reason we've made a lot of changes in our traveling.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. Absolutely. What about when we get there to the event, you know, types of things do we need to do to take care of our dogs? You know, it's no secret there was some hotel issues last year, thus the large deposit that everyone's paying at the Holiday Inn this year. What kind of things can we do to help alleviate those issues, not only for ourselves, our wallets, but also keep the Holiday Inn happy with us there? Because even though this is the last year in Dubuque for Doc Dogs, dueling dogs at present. It sounds like they're planning to go there for their championships, and we're going to want that, you know, hotel again, I'm sure. So what kind of advice do you have for keeping up with the hotel room?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the biggest thing is making sure your dog gets plenty of potty breaks. I know that everybody wants to be hanging out with everybody. They want to be in the lobby. They want to be watching their friends compete. And that's all great. It can all happen. You know, but just quick, frequent potty breaks. You don't necessarily have to take your dog for a 10, 15, 20-minute walk every time you go out. But certainly, the more you can potty your dog, the better you're going to end up in your room with less accidents. And not necessarily your dog might not have to go so much, but some dogs have anxiety issues, and that will cause things to happen too.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, one of the number one things is to potty your dog as frequently as you can. One thing that we started doing ago, we bring either a bed sheet, a flat bed sheet, and or a tarp with us, and we lay those items underneath the dog's crates, and we also put one between the crate and the wall. And that purpose is to make sure that dog hair, any food that spills or water that spills out of the crate, again, if anybody were to have an upset tummy, throw up or diarrhea,
right,
it's not going to get on the hotel carpet or it's not going to get on the walls, which is huge.
Yeah.
Again, we've been doing this for a long time, and yeah, we've had this happen years ago, and we said, okay, what can we do to change that?
Right.
Because we don't want to have it happen. It's embarrassing. You have to contact the front desk. You have to say your dog had an accident. Nobody wants to do that.
Right.
But that being said, it is the right thing to do if it does happen. So bringing a sheet or a tarp to lay underneath the crate and up against the wall, that's huge. Bringing a blanket or a sheet to put over the bedding on your bed if your dog gets on the bed.
Right.
You know, our dogs do. They sleep on the bed with us, a majority of them. And just having something to lay down, an extra layer of protection. I'm sure that the Holiday Inn deals with plenty of dog hair, and they know that dogs are sleeping in the bed. But anything to help them helps us in the long run. It's going to give us a better recommendation when we go to ask for a hotel in the future, wherever Worlds is going to be.
Right.
Again, pet-safe cleaning products. We like to travel with things without bleach in them, just because if we do have to clean up a spot on the rug or on the wall or anywhere, we're not going to potentially damage, you know, again, the hotel rug, the wall, or furniture. So having things without bleach in them certainly will help with that. And let's see here. I think that it can be important sometimes if you run into an issue where maybe your dog did get sick to bring some doggy shampoos and bring your own towels. I mean, certainly we don't want to leave the hotel's nice bright white towels disgusting because our dogs have an accident.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it's again, it's important. It's just being conscious and being responsible as a dog owner. You know, again, we want to be able to have a good recommendation from the Holiday Inn in Dubuque. I know they love having us there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be back, and they're giving us one more chance with that deposit. So,
yeah, right.
You know, just leaving things nice.
Well, you brought up a good point. Well, first of all, you're there and you're a representative of Doc Dogs, and not just I don't mean just the company Doc Dogs. I mean all of us who are Doc Doggers, Doc Divers, however you want to look at it. You're representing all your fellow competitors, your friends, and everything like that. We don't need to give this sport any kind of reason to have any kind of bad name for an instance like that. And then also, like you said, which is an excellent point, is in the, you know, whether it's next year or in the future, however it goes, there may be some very, very cool venues that Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs could be doing in some really unique places at hotels that normally don't take dogs. And if there's good recommendations and good stories like that, that certainly helps the cause of securing those instead of having to settle for hotels that are off the site of the event or not even where anybody really wanted it, you know, in general.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's going to help us as competitors to, I know it's the $200 per room is a lot to think of for deposit, but you know, the Holiday Inn is definitely covering themselves by using that. And in the future, if we leave things nice, or at least if we let the hotel know if something happened, they're going to be a lot more respective of us as a community, and they're going to say, well, you know, something did happen, but they came to us and we fixed it. And then it's going to lead to, like you said, us being able to stay at beautiful places. We've had the opportunity to travel and stay, you know, right in Times Square or right in Universal, and they've welcomed our dogs with open arms, and, you know, we left the room as we found it. And I think that, you know, all those good experiences, it's good for the community. You know, we want to be able to stay at those places and experience these things with our dogs and with our family and our friends. But, you know, it only takes one or two bad things to happen before our referral is going to go downhill.
Right. And I get it. I realize money's tight with a lot of people nowadays. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, $200 isn't any money. It is. It's a good amount of money. But the bottom line is, if you just, you know, take Jen's advice here and you do these things to protect the room, you're getting your money back, and that you're fine. You know, you don't even have to worry about it.
Absolutely. I mean, we're paying for two rooms this year because we're competing with seven dogs, and plus we have our old guy Knuckles who's coming for the ride. So you know, we're paying more this year than we've ever paid before, and it's okay, you know, because we know we're going to take care of the room like we would if it were our home, and we'll get that money back. So it's totally fine, and it's just part of it.
Right.
At this point, you know. One other thing I just wanted to, or a few other things, is about being in the room with your dogs. And we had talked about this a little bit earlier, Jim, about being considerate to your neighbors with your dogs.
Right.
Not everybody is going to want to go out all night and party in the lobby, or maybe they're not even going to the gala, which we hope that they are. But it's really important that we're considerate to our neighbors, because we don't have 100% of the dogs that are going to be quiet when we leave the room.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of dogs that get anxious out there. And again, that's where something like the composure, you know, might come into effect. We always leave the TV on, and we turn it on pretty loud. I mean, it's not blaring, but it, you know, it's probably a little bit louder than we would have it if we were sitting in the room listening to it.
Right.
You know, a lot of people can condition their dogs to a bark collar or a citronella collar. And, you know, if neither one of those things work and your dog can't relax in the crate or in the room while you're gone, then, again, maybe you can't go out as long. Or if you do want to go out, you have to keep coming back and checking on them.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of it. And Jesse and I, for years, have been dealing with this, with having Addison and the dogs. Somebody has to make that sacrifice. Somebody has to stay in the room longer. Somebody has to go up and walk the dogs. You know, we try our best to rotate. But a lot of the times, that's my job, is to hang out with them. And I'm totally okay with it, because it's my job as the dog owner to be that responsible person. And it's just the right thing to do, you know.
Yeah.
It stinks now and then. You know, I want to be down there having a good time with everybody, but it's just part of it, you know.
Well, I hear you on that, and kudos to you for that. It, you know, I use the example of, you know, I am dog friendly and I am sympathetic to dog people, but it's not that it doesn't bother me when the dog next door keeps barking and barking. An example is this past year at a Doc Dogs event. I don't think we were at the event. We're traveling between. And there was a small dog in the room next to us. This was not a Doc Dogs competitor. I don't even know who these people were. But that dog barked for 3 hours straight. And you know how I know that? Because I sat in my room looking at my watch going, when the hell are these people coming back from dinner or wherever they're at or wherever they're out? And it was just irritating and annoying to no end for me. But at the same time, I'm a dog person. I realize the hotel I'm at accepts dogs and this is going to happen. But they really, really needed to be more considerate than that. And I think the same thing should apply at Worlds, at the hotel. Even though you know these are fellow competitors, maybe it's your friend in the next room, whatever the case, you need to be considerate. And maybe, you know, depending on your setup in your room, how many dogs you have, who you're with, talk to some buddies and see if even people will, you know, if you trust them to go in and out of your room and grab your dog and walk them while they're walking theirs or set up times, you know, in the morning, hey, so-and-so, you know, I'll walk your dogs, you know, between morning and 2 o'clock, if you'll walk my dogs between 2 and 8 o'clock tonight or something like that, and, you know, get an extra card from the front desk, however you want to do it. Just, you know, be creative and find ways to be that considerate neighbor in the room and take care of all the other things that you need to watch out for in the room.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't mean to say, to come out and say, I think that every single dog should not make a peep in the hotel room. Like, I don't think that that's an acceptable thing either. You know, when somebody comes into the room, the dog's first reaction is to bark.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
As long as
right.
they can settle down within the first few, you know, 30 seconds to a minute, you know, to me, that's fine.
Yep.
But the nonstop constant barking, I think, is where the issue's at. I don't think anybody has an issue with the greeting, per se. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm not saying to everybody, your dogs have to be, you know, super, super quiet.
Absolutely. And I'm not either. If the dog barks 4 or 5 times and then that's it, that's fine. There's dogs in a hotel. I get it. Somebody knocks on the door, mine's going to do the same thing. As angels as they are, and I'm so grateful, somebody knocks on that door, Cammy's going to bark.
Yep, absolutely.
Or the door next door, or the wall next door.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I know this is a tough place for everybody to say that they don't want a room by a hotel by the elevator. But for any other event other than something like this, I always suggest being by the emergency exit and away from the elevator too, just in normal travel. That way you're not getting the people coming off the elevator, you know, at 2-3 in the morning. Maybe they've had a few too many to drink and they're loud, anything right. to kind of set the dogs off.
You're not talking about dock dogs people, though.
Down the hallway by the emergency exits if we can. Obviously, this is a different situation. And if you are in a room that's by the elevator, I mean, yes, I think that the dogs are going to bark, you know.
Right.
It's got to be part of it, but and that it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is a ton of great information, Jen. I'm so glad we had you on. And is there anything else I'm missing that you wanted to make sure you mentioned to people? Are we covered?
No, I think we covered just about everything.
Okay. Good. Well,
yeah, I think that's it. And I wish everybody a safe trip out and back to Worlds. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. And we're going to be putting together a document through the Upbeat Canine too, so we'll have everything in writing for people to look over. If you forgot something or if you think we should add anything, then we're certainly up for that too.
Oh, well, fantastic. Once again, really appreciate this information. Everybody, Jen Dalton from the Upbeat Canine, from Beantown Dock Dogs, and probably 20 other things. Jen, you do a lot.
Yeah, we're busy.
Blue Buffalo Ambassador, Glycoflex Ambassador, I believe, too.
Embrace.
Yeah.
Blue. Yeah. We sat with those companies for quite a while before they came on to Dock Dogs. So.
Well, yeah, and I think you and Jesse, your husband, are part of the reason that a lot of those, you know, came on to Dock Dogs. I don't know if I could say that exclusively or whatever, but, you know, I know that, you know, they had support from you to make those decisions and everything like that. So, your expertise and the things you've talked about today here are definitely good words of wisdom, and I hope they've helped people out. I know I learned a couple things too, so that's awesome. And anytime you can teach me something new, that in itself should be considered a victory.
Well, good. Thank you. I'm happy that we could help. And again, you know, we're here. If anybody has any questions, we'd love to help.
Well, thanks again, Jen. I look forward to seeing you in Dubuque.
Sounds good, and we can't wait.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, thank you, Jen Dalton. That was very informative and a lot of good information. I hope everyone thought so and got some good ideas from that and learned something maybe. I did, that's for sure. A couple of other things going on before we get done here. I just want to remind you about the Keystone Doc Dogs event going on in Mercersburg, Pennsylvania this weekend. Don't forget, while you're there in Mercersburg, that the Doc Dogs photo and video contest is still going on until the end of the year, the last quarter here of the year. So $100 cash to the best photo, $100 cash to the best video that are selected, and those will be selected shortly after the new year. But it's not too late to get in. Go to docdogs.com and find out. You don't have to be a professional photographer. You don't have to have a fancy camera. And all the information is listed there for you. And also don't forget about the quilt raffle to benefit the Bark and Canine Chase Away Cancer. And next show, I hope to have a lot of information for you guys regarding the photography and things that are going on at Worlds. I think you'll be pleased with that and the effort that's been made to get some great photography for a number of different reasons from Worlds, and also just more about Worlds and the Golden Paw Awards. Of course, you definitely want to be at the Golden Paw Awards. Those that have been there will tell you it is cranked up this year. There's some extra stuff. I want to drop some hints on you. Let's see, what can I tell you? Do you feel like being green? How about that? Is that a hint? That could go many different ways. So we'll leave that with you there. And also, there's going to be a live vote at the Golden Paw Awards this year on one of the nominated People's Choice Awards. So more details will be coming out about that as well in the near future. So that's pretty exciting. And there's a few other things. And it's not really a change. There's still the good old Golden Paw Awards, as you recall them. And hopefully you've had fun at them and the way they run. But there have been some additional things added to spice them up even more. So looking forward to that. Get your Golden Paw Awards tickets now. Go to docdogs.com for that information. And that information would have been in your Worlds packet, the email you received, if you need to go back and look for it there. All right, that's it for me, Jim Z. Long episode. Really, really sorry about that, but lots of great information. Whatever you're doing this weekend, maybe you're out at the Keystone Doc Dogs event, I hope you have fun, you're safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.